Network, Albert speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. I never ask because figure people want me to tell them how they're doing, and I'm happy to do that for you. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Kayla. I think I've spoken with
Hi,
you before.
Kayla. Maybe. Are you Cancer by chance?
Yes.
Zodiac Cancer. Hi, Kayla. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I have my one swoop summary how I remember my clients. Let's get you rolling. So good to hear from you. Let me please have your date of birth. July
15th, 1976.
I'm sorry, July 15th, 1976. Thank you. And your time of birth, the hour you were born.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think it was 5:55, but in the afternoon, but
Okay.
I'm really not sure.
No worries, no worries, no worries. At some point, if you could please dig that out from your birth certificate, it would be awesome to tighten the timing. That's all it is, okay? And the last question, where were you born, city and state, please?
Austin, Texas.
Thank you so much. Now, you know my drill. I need to concentrate. I need to do my three things. So please ignore. I'm just doing my thing, okay? I just want to get the raw energy. It's very much like starting up a car, okay? Got to pump the gas, turn on the ignition, and get the motor running here. Okay. Yep, that is you. I remember that. So now let me get number two. Oh, much, much, much better. Okay. Let me get number two and number three. That looks enjoyable. Okay. Let me get number two. Yeah, I know this is all gonna sound wacky. Just doing my thing here. Okay. 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, okay. I gotta concentrate on that one as well. Let me get the third one. And I need to put all three together. Holy moly. Oh, I just noticed something crucial. Okay, let me get number two. Let me get number three. I'm going to put them all together now. Show me. Okay, I got some stuff I need to jumpstart with because this is pivotal, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You have a major knock on the door from the universe that it's time to revamp your entire status in life and literally reboot. Sometimes getting all these pieces, different pieces come, a lot has to be synthesized. But this is very clear to me that since September, since the fall, the equinox, it was all about rebooting your life. And this is applicable from the September that just passed all the way to March 20th, from one equinox to the next. This is all about you restarting life and channeling those energies in career.
That
Just
sounds
took.
correct.
Yeah. So this is all. So between now and then, this is most important for you to give a lot of attention to that. Now, let's talk about some improvements. You've got emotional improvements galore all around you. Take them. Every little bit of improvement is always a benefit. I am seeing you receive a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to conjure the word here. More of a release. So on the one hand, it lightens up. On the other, there's a very strong concern I have here for you. May I be bold and blunt with you?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Kayla, I'm concerned about you financially.
Yeah, me
Careful
too.
with going. Yeah, careful with going into debt, careful with your credit cards, careful with the IRS, careful with identity theft, careful, may I rattle the entire list here?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm not giving you technical support like a geek, because that's not my job. I don't know. Well, you know, there are geeks that do better jobs, but I can just give you something very superficial. Please careful entering a credit card on a computer. That's just obvious. Or a telephone. That's even worse. I've gotten hacked booking a car seat. So not a car seat, a plane seat. You know, when you pay for your suitcase and you check in online when you're traveling, careful with where you enter your credit card. Okay? It's become the new normal. Credit card companies need to change credit card numbers, okay? Just be careful with how you use it. Careful with how you store it. You know, some computers, do you want to store this credit card for future use? I would not do that. Okay?
Well, I already have debt. I mean,
what do you mean?
I already have debt.
You have that going on now?
I mean, I already have a lot of debt, and I don't know how I'm going to get out of it.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You have a cycle here that's coming into full gear that I need to tell you about, and that cycle starts in February, and it's here at least till July or August. What I need to tell you, Kayla, you got to get onto it before it gets onto you. Actually, I am wrong. It's actually the whole year. Scratch August, between February all the way till the end of the year. You got to get onto it. So, Kayla, if that means you take an extra job, if it means you do a regular job and what do they call it now? Secondary income / side hustle. These terms keep evolving. You're going to have to do something. And I rather you be proactive. Go ahead.
Well, last time I talked to you, about, like, did I make the right decision breaking up with my boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And I went into a worse financial situation because I broke up with him. Like, I was in a better situation when I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember talking to you about it, and you were like, yeah, that was the right decision.
Yeah. And I have to just piggyback on something, okay? Kayla? Oh, I'm sorry. May I? I hope I didn't interrupt you there. I just want to make sure I don't lose the thunder. And you don't lose your thunder.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed talking to you last time. But, I mean, it was really a thing where I felt like I made the biggest mistake of my life breaking up with him.
I know.
Like,
I remember you mentioned that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioned that.
Because I was in such a better situation, and okay. I felt like I panicked and just did that. And
I need to chop that up like a potato, okay? We got a lot of slicing here to do. You ready?
Yeah.
Kayla, there's a big difference between being involved with somebody for economical purposes versus it being a healthy and functional relationship. And,
I know that, when you get older, it gets harder.
Oh, yeah. Kind of, yeah, you know. But I got to tell you something. When one is younger, it also gets difficult as well. I mean, because, look, if one has a rotten relationship with a parent and they're stuck living in that household while they're in school, and, you know, I mean, yeah, financially they may feel like, okay, yeah, it's not as complicated. It could be more complicated if they were on their own. But I got to tell you something. Any relationship can be like that. It could be between a parent and a child. It could be, et cetera.
Mm. Well, my mom and uncle tried to move in with me, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of ruined the relationship because my mom and uncle are very dysfunctional. And
I got a tip for you. Is that okay?
You told me to go to like a website about like dysfunctional families, which I totally agree with, by the way. It's not that.
It's something else. It's a money idea. Actually, I had a friend of mine do this while she was working on her PhD. She Airbnb'd her second room. Instead of getting a roommate, she made more money doing Airbnb than getting a roommate. Because with getting a roommate, there's only so much she can charge. But with doing an Airbnb, she was able to actually pay for a lot of her tuition. She was able to make four times that amount and still have the place to herself a couple of times a month, which a roommate would not really allow unless the roommate traveled. These are creative ideas that you may be able to look into. And of course, come up with your own, you know, or use this, what I just shared, and let it be like a stepping stone into another creative idea. But there are ways you can make money.
I actually gave him my extra bed, so I don't know that that's going to... I had an extra bed, and I gave it... I feel like I'm too generous. I don't know if you can see anything about me, but, like, I feel like...
Well, yeah, I mean, I see what we're looking into, your energy. But I'll tell you something. You can come up with solutions to fixing the debt. But I will say this. It's better that you get onto it before it increases. But I have some positive news here for you as well. On the one hand, yes, I do see that is a theme that is going on. But on the other, I am also seeing the help to get yourself out of that situation. Because I'll tell you something, Kayla, you have opportunity to be doing some type of work. You really do. And I see this brewing like a coffee maker. It's a matter of going out there, making it happen. I'll tell you what the concern is. Are you ready for it? And again, I'm being bold and blunt, but please understand, it's not coming from a place I never judge. I hope that comes through, okay? I really want you to understand that I'm coming from a place of interpretation, okay? So this is, I'm just being direct so that we have clarity. Are we good so far?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. What I'm concerned that could be holding you back is the heavy feelings that you still have lingering. And that, for some people, can impact, it could impact their motivation. Where trying to get out of bed may feel so difficult. It may feel so heavy. The weight of the feet. Well, I'm describing the images here. like just moving the foot. Oh my God, that's like 50 pounds. My God, a barbell weighs less. I mean, I'm exaggerating, of course. Now, Kayla, I am not a mental health expert. That's not me. I don't have the PhD or the title for it. So superficially, I'm going to call that. That is a sign that may look towards depression. But I can't say it's depression because I am not a diagnostician. Does that make sense?
No.
You want to look into that.
I've struggled with it.
Yeah. I mean, clinically, was it stated to you officially at one point?
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't have the money right now to be under the kind of care that I need to be under for that. I mean,
did they give you medication for that?
Right, but I'm saying, like, I'm not, I don't have health insurance right now, but I could go to, like, a free clinic or something like that.
Kayla, if you look into that, all I'm saying here is I'm trying to find you resources, okay?
How did you see that, though?
Because I sense it in you. I sense it in your vibration. It's all in your vibration.
Okay.
Vibration, images, energy, it's all there. And
Can I ask about my mom?
Of course.
Like, is she, like, completely mentally ill? Like, I just...
Now, okay, let me explain something. That I wouldn't be able to really give you some justice.
Really tell me? Okay.
That really does require someone who is in that field. I mean, I can look at the energy. I'm happy to do that, but I just have to be very clear. I have my limits. I don't do missing people or missing objects, and I cannot diagnose. But I can look at energy. Let me have her date of birth, please.
1/1/56.
Thank you. Back to talking to myself, okay? Okie dokie, Mama. What do we have with Mama? Okay, 1956. Okay. Let me just take a gander. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. A lot of control issues, huh? was the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me explain something. Sometimes people who are so controlling are like that because they feel they are being controlled. And, you know, this can go into an entirely different vortex. And I'm not saying that your mom is on the vortex I'm about to describe, but it exists, and it could be so buried in the unconscious. Okay, now this is going to get a little bit muddy, okay? So put on your high boots. We've got some terrain we have to walk through. This is what I call emotional S&M, emotional domination, like a dominatrix, where punishment is a form of pleasure. And if it's a matter of feeling more in control, like, oh, okay, she's in tears. I got her now. Now I see she's being honest. Some people will give it all these different labels. I'm not a label person, okay? I'm just saying that is a form of emotional abuse. And here's the deal. She may not be aware of it. That may be her quote-unquote regular way of doing things. Or what she may classify as normal. She may have blind spots to that. But I will tell you something. I can definitely see where your mom has, I shouldn't say mom, I should say mother. There's a big difference between the two words, okay? Where your mother may have come from a very abusive background herself.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Was there alcoholism or mental health in the family?
I don't really know. I mean, there was something.
Okay. There was something? Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. The issue is, the control theme is very destructive. And when I look at this and I pierce this a lot more, the reason why I went silent is because I'm really staring at this. I'm gawking at this. I'm going to make a claim right now, but I want to put a very strong disclaimer. Okay, I am speaking energy-wise only, because this is heavy. Your mother carries the energy of someone that has gone through not just abuse, but we're talking extreme abuse. And in my readings, when I see an energy like this, it goes beyond emotional abuse. It goes beyond physical abuse. It even goes as far further than psychological or spiritual religious abuse. I'm referring to sexual abuse. Now, I'm not saying that your mother's a survivor of this. What I'm saying is, your mother carries that energy. I want to make a clear distinction. I don't know what extreme that energy carried out, okay? I'm just describing in a couple of minutes, very superficially, I may add, what I just saw from your mother's energy. Do you follow what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she a survivor of that type of abuse, that she shared with you that, or that you heard about?
I mean, I know. I mean, she lives with her brother, and she lives with her brother now, and I just feel like they have a very, I feel like they
questionable.
Have a very negative, yeah.
Questionable relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. I would never be able to confirm or deny that. I have no way of looking into that.
And I literally don't know what to do about any of it.
You can't do anything. You can't do anything about it.
They came up here and tried to move in with me, and I said no.
Does your mother drink? Or does she have any addictions?
I mean, I think my uncle's a drug addict.
Got it. Okay. Okay. I'll keep it superficial. There is an addiction issue that is around the family that I do see. And I'll tell you something. It is wise to not have them living in your home. Of course, that can help you financially, but you know what? So can doing an Airbnb or a college roommate. If there's a nearby school, because you can charge an arm and a leg, and I got to tell you something, you know, you go with the ones that, you know, have a daddy Warbucks, you know, that are willing to pay top dollar so the kid doesn't have to travel that far, or at least as close as possible. I mean, if you're in that type of community, the folks will pay through the roof because they want, you know, the convenience. But I will tell you this. As far as your mother is concerned, you don't owe her anything. I also want to add this. Forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. Forgiveness means being able to look back and not go into the, I wish I would have had, blah, 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 where one is able to make peace. And that takes time. That also takes work. A lot of work. That is not an overnight journey. Oh, God, no. There are people who are in programs for 15 years and they still haven't gotten. That's work. It really is.
Can I ask you something? I mean,
talk to me.
I think you're a really, really good reader.
Thank you.
Do you really feel like breaking up with my ex was the right decision? I mean, did I?
Yes, I do.
Did I feel like I? You do.
I do. Can I say something without sounding facetious?
You can sound facetious.
No, that's not me. Kayla, you can ask me in different languages. You can ask me in English, you can ask me in Spanish, in French. You can even ask me in some other language, in sign language. I'm not changing my answer. Okay? Yes, it was the right thing to do.
I mean, the reason I ask is just because, like, because he has a family that's, like, has money and stuff, and I just feel like they might have taken care of us, and I feel like I made a mistake.
Okay. I need to chime in on that. Okay? I speak to people from all walks of life. I've read everybody pretty much at this point, from priests to escorts and everything in between. People in prison cells, sneaking a phone. I've had my fair share of everybody, okay? I've heard more than a priest in a confession box, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And here's what I want to tell you. Money leads to being controlled and feeling trapped, where your freedom and your autonomy is micromanaged, where emotional needs go unfulfilled. Yes, I do see where your partner's support is a very important need, but a partner's support, it's one thing to have their financial support versus having their emotional support, having a functional relationship support. Do you follow what I mean?
I mean, you seem to think that there's no, like, that, like, the decision I made was, like, completely the right one. Like, I don't get the vibe from you that you think there's any
wrongdoing. No, no.
Like that I made any mistake by being like I'm
correct.
Done.
Affirmative, okay. Yes. And I'll tell you this. Look, I understand, especially when the financials get worrisome. It is very natural to go there and say, well, yeah, I could have put up with his blah, 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 blah. I get it. But you want to know something? If you were to put up with that, then what I'd be hearing from you is, I feel stuck and trapped in this relationship. He's been drinking or drugging or pill popping or whatever the addiction is, and it only keeps getting worse. Now he's going off to the strip clubs. He's got some girl on the side who's younger and probably dumber. Believe me, I get these calls from women in their 60s where the husband runs off. Yeah.
Well, we're both bisexual, okay? And one of my friends told me that he's with his ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But the friend that told me this is somebody that I used to almost have a thing with, but I didn't. So I don't know if he's just being an asshole or if it's actually true.
Okay.
Like, I don't...
I'm happy to look, but Kayla, that's not changing my answer, nor is it going to change your circumstances with him. I just want to be clear, because I like readings to be clearer than a glass of water. I'm happy to look, but I just want to be crystal clear on this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Glasses on, talking to myself. Let me take a look here. I'm looking at 7, and then I'm looking at 5 from that position. What are we working with here? Okay, we're looking at... You know something? This does look like a yes to me. But I want to just throw some... I want to throw some padding on there, okay? I don't know to what degree they're together. Whether it's just a friend with benefits type of a situation...
Right,
whether
right.
it's yeah, or whether it's something a little bit more concrete, I don't know.
Like I feel like it's probably not serious.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I would. I don't think it's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the quote unquote not serious has its different layers of it's not serious, but I want this to be. An ongoing thing. Do they recreationally do any type of addictions together? Partake in them?
Well, I mean, he... Part of what I was mad about was I feel like he was high all the time.
Mm-hmm. This may be his high buddy as well. Or his supplier. His source. Maybe he scores a good deal... For his supply, I don't know. But this doesn't feel like a short-term, one-nighter, you know, wham-bam, thank you, man or ma'am or whatever, you know? Bottom line is, it feels like this ties into something else.
Well, I kind of feel like his parents liked it because he was with a woman when he was with me. And uh-huh. and honestly, that's not cool. I mean, if he wants to be with a man, he should be with a man. Like I don't mm-hmm. like I want him to be happy. Like I loved him. Like I truly loved him. You know. So if that made him happy, then that's what he should do.
Right.
But I don't think that he should be with me to make his parents happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
and you can't erase his desires for. Someone of the opposite. You can't. You don't have that power.
Well,
you know.
And he should be happy. Like I, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm bisexual, so I don't look at it as like. I'm not offended. Like this guy that said that to me, I think is homophobic, and it's like I don't like judge him. Like I don't look at it like if it was a woman or a man, it would be the same to me. If that makes any sense, like I don't look at it as like
I got it. Yeah.
Because I'm bisexual, like I look at it as it's just another person, so it's hurtful either way. Like it wouldn't
right.
be it wouldn't be hurtful in any different. Like it wouldn't be hurtful in a different way if it was a man. If that makes any sense, like it would. Just
it makes
be,
total sense. It does. I get it.
It's
you
just
know?
Hurtful in general to me. Like
no.
It's like,
listen. This is, I'm in Los Angeles,
and,
you know, here anything goes, okay, you know?
And ironically, like, I've, like, thought about dating a woman again, because I'm like, I can't, like, I've had so many bad experiences with men that I'm just like...
And you know what? You know, whatever works for you, from an energetic point of view, I can tell you this, I would not be able to decipher which one of the two would be better for you, okay? Because it goes beyond just a gender. It's all about energy. It's about love energy at the end of it all. But I can say this. To me, you did not make a mistake. I also think, aside from the addiction matter, I also think there's part of him that needs... How can I say this? He's still trying to come to grips with his identity and his choices. And I think that ties into the family. And maybe, you know, he is holding on to this vision that the family will accept him no matter what. Maybe he needs to get to that point where, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. He does his thing. And if the family doesn't approve, well, that's tough granolas for them. Do you follow what I mean? I just think that where he's at in life, he's still trying to wrestle with that and other things. But bringing this back to you, Kayla, he could have offered you a mansion. He could have offered you, you know, all sorts of amenities. At the end of the day, you can have every shoe in your closet that you like from every brand. That does not mean it's a healthy relationship.
Does he miss me at all?
I get calls like that all the time. Women married to millionaires. At first, it may feel nice. Sure, they're pampered and they're taken care of. But you want to know something? It's never enough. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were asking me.
I mean, does he miss me at all? I mean, does he have any, like...
You know, I kind of do want to know that. I do see that. And, you know, I got to say, theoretically and technically speaking, I am looking at this energy, and it feels like a yes. It does.
Okay.
But I got to tell you something, Kayla. There's a difference between this being functional versus not functional. What's his date of birth?
It's 5/5/87.
Thank you. I want to tap into that, okay? Okay, talking to myself. Oh, I remember this. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oof. Okay, let me look at something here. Back, I'm still doing my thing here. Kayla, I'm being very bold here with what I need to tell you.
Okay.
I think the addiction is much heavier than you imagine. Now, what the heck does that mean in plain English?
No, that's fine. I didn't know. Hmm. I mean, here's my thing. I panicked and broke up with him, okay? I panicked,
mm-hmm.
and it was something like, it was very reactionary on my part. But, like,
okay.
Maybe I had some kind of, like, intuitive feeling. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I know that came up once. Something having to do with, you know, your intuition is pretty spot on when it comes to certain things. I want to piggyback on the previous question answer that I brought up.
Saying about the addiction, like, please expound on that, because...
Yep, that's exactly where I'm going.
That's something...
We're on the same paragraph. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Kayla, I don't know if it's a matter of frequency or, like I've seen in some people, that it's that thing that they do once a year or once a month or once however number times in the year that they look forward to, that it is the hardcore stuff that they do. And that's something he looks forward to because... people with addictions look at this sort of thing as if it were utopia. It's unbelievable how blinding that stuff can be. And I don't know what that would be. I have no way of deciphering what substance it is. I mean, we hear all these names. We all like, oh my God, people do that? Yikes. You know, I don't know if this guy's doing crystal meth or something heavy like that. I don't know. But I gotta tell you something, it feels heavy. That I can tell you. And here is why I throw caution to the wind on that. At times, at first, it may be those once in a blue moon usages. And guess what? It gets more frequency. So in other words, instead of once a quarter, it becomes once every other month. Then once a month, then once a week. Do you see how the increase starts growing? That's the problem with that. I'm concerned because this addiction is a lot stronger. And again, I don't know if it's what you pinpointed back at that time that you moved on. But I think there's something heavier here. I do. Again, I can't say what it is because I don't know. You know, in a reading, I look at it like this. It's an addiction. It's substance. Period. That's the most I can do. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Look, if it's crystal meth or cocaine, they're both drugs. Do you follow what I mean? Again, from a reading point of view, I think either is a problem. I mean, ask Oprah. She'll tell you her food is a problem. That's just as equivalent. It's still an addiction. For a reading, I have issues with
food, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, in a reading, I got to keep it very universal. That's the word I'm looking for. Because all addictions have denial, escapism. Of course, there is a difference between one being legal versus not legal. Food is legal. Do you follow what I mean? I mean, what's not going to get arrested for going on a binge eating thing? I get it. But in a reading, I got to be very clear and very specific. I can't tell what it is, but I can tell you something. To me, it feels like it's that grand usage that people look forward to as if they were going on a vacation, as if they were taking a vacation. Whatever that is in that periphery, that's the vibration that comes up. And
well, I mean,
concerned.
He gave me acid for the first time.
Oh, really?
I took acid with him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, I'd never taken acid before. And honestly, I've only done it once, but it really scared me, and I never wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
And it kind of scared me how much he would do things like that, that was something that he would do.
And, you know, there are people, I mean, I've heard all sorts of stories, you know, a person curtails their drug use because they really don't have the money. So what they do is they use alcohol mostly. And once in the blue moon, when they have some extra dollars, that's when they will, quote unquote, treat themselves. Do you follow what I mean? But they are miserable because all they're looking forward to is that fix. And
well,
he works at a bar.
So he's
oh boy!
Just like in that,
yeah.
He's just like in that, yeah. And that's kind of why I wanted it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it was over, I was so lonely and sad, and I missed him so much that I would go try to visit him at the bar. And then I'm like, well, I hated the bar. Why am I going to the bar? Like,
yeah. Let me explain
something. That's why I kept asking you, like, why, to be sure, because I was so miserable after we broke up.
Well, but I want to add something here, Kayla, and this is important to decipher. There's a difference between a person loving another person versus that person being able to use healthy relating skills. And the person being healthy and emotionally available. There's a difference in all of these. Look, a person can say those three words that we all really like. The bottom line, if needs are fulfilled or there is a limit. I'm not saying that those three words are useless. I'm just saying that there are going to be limits in the relationship. Tying it back to what we started to talk about, which was financial security. Kayla, you can provide your own financial security without him.
Yeah.
And you need someone who is more intimate with you. And I want to speak about that. Kayla, you need someone that can communicate on a level of depth with you because you're a very deep person. You're a very sensitive person. And, you know, when you open up to somebody, it's like a special VIP access that only really a very limited number of people have access to. You don't trust this guy.
So why did I get so attached? Is that just my own dysfunction that I need to
No. I mean, listen. Sometimes it's a matter of destiny. Other times it's a matter of choice, a matter of evolution, where, you know, in order for us to pick ourselves up, we have to fall. In order for us to upgrade and learn, we need to go through some trials and tribulations. You know, there's a lot of thick and thin. And sometimes it's really about a stepping stone, a springboard, rather, that really helps jumpstart us to our new path. There's nothing wrong with that. The important thing is to recognize, look, you need a mate that can be intimate. Intimacy with him feels like it's, and I'm referring to emotional intimacy, okay? With him, it feels like there's a part of him that is in denial. There's a part of him that may sweep things under the carpet. He may not know what he doesn't know. Do you follow what I mean? He may not. And, okay, maybe that offers you some solace, some comfort. Great. But what it all boils down to at the end of the day, you need a partner that you can really have a very deep bond with. And that does not mean he's a bad person. And you know something? I like to use a New York City example. If you want to get to Brooklyn on the L train, you may just have to hop on the A train first to get to Union Square. Or Westworth. Sometimes that's what it is. It's a transfer train to get you to that final destination. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're always evolving. We're always growing. We're always upgrading. It doesn't mean you did something bad.
Do you feel like my friend Ian told me that he was with his ex to be mean? Or do you feel like my friend Ian told me that because he cares?
Oh. Let me see. I'm going to answer that question, but I need to just be a little clear on something. Either or in a reading for me doesn't work. What if it's another reason that wasn't part of the either or? Okay? Just want to be clear. Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
A or B. It could be C. Hey, it could be the letter R, you know?
Then just a reason, I guess.
that I can look at, yeah. Okay, let me see. I'm just talking to my...
Maybe
do you have a date of birth by chance? Oh, that's okay. No worries. Do you have his date of birth by chance?
I don't. I mean, it's February 86. It's February 86. I guess maybe 29th, maybe.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm talking to myself. Let me see what I'm getting here. Well, I'm glad I've said, I can't do A or B because that's, you know, some other reason. And I do feel it's another reason. You know what that reason is? I don't think he probably knows himself. Meaning, when it comes to him opening up his mouth sometimes, it may not be processed enough ahead of time that he just gives and speaks. Do you follow what I mean?
Because I feel like, I mean, I know this sounds weird, but I feel like he and I have unresolved shit. Like, I feel like
I'm happy to go there for you separately, though. But to answer this specific chunk...
Because we never had sex, but we like slept in a bed together, and like we had a history. So we never actually had sex or kissed or did anything like that. But we slept in a bed together. We, you know, I was there for him at different times. So I don't know if he has some kind of weird thing with me. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. There is something that opened up when you mentioned that. Firstly, I want to say, to me, I get more than one, okay? More than, like a multi-layered justification. Number one, some things that process through his mind that come out verbally
may not be processed thoroughly. Okay? That's number one.
He seems to be number like two. That as a person.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
He seems to be like that as a person. Yeah.
So we got to factor that in. Okay, think of this as a shampoo. It has multiple ingredients in the back. So that's one of the ingredients. The next ingredient. You know, there is an attraction, and there is part of that is ego. You see, I'm a better man for you. You see, you should be jumping my bones. Because I can give you what he can't give you. Which is a real man. Do you follow what I mean? That's ego.
But, like, why does he act like he doesn't give a shit about me? Because he is a younger woman now, so he acts like he's, like...
You know what it is? That's a very good question. Because he doesn't want to get... Why does he act that way? Why does he act the opposite of what he's feeling? Ego. Ego. Maybe if I don't give her attention, she'll run after me. Now that she's been in the circumstances, you see, I could have been the best thing that she's ever had. Ego. I'm not saying it's going to be logical. I'm just saying that's how he rolls. It's ego. And you know, I want to add one, excuse me, I want to add a third dimension, and that is the unknown, meaning he may not even be clear on why he does certain things. I'm losing my voice, sorry about that. He may not even be clear on why he does what he does. And that could simply be a lack of planning, a lack of processing. It could also be a lack of mindfulness. I just want to make a clear distinction. I am not saying he is thoughtless, okay? Because again, I don't judge. It just feels like it's not really well thought out. Sometimes, you know, this is going to sound really weird. People throw a ball to see how far it goes. But they don't really have intention of playing the game. Do you follow what I mean?
But, I mean, did he actually have feelings for me, or was he just kind of, like, being reckless or whatever? You know what I mean?
I think there is, I do agree with, there's a chunk there that is reckless, and I like your word, your choice word there, okay? I want to say yes to the feelings. I do. Why am I a little bit on the cautious side of this? Well, I look at his relationship with women.
Yeah.
It feels a little misogynistic. It feels, a little one-sided. Some people would call that selfish. It feels a little cold. It also feels a little... I'm trying to come up with the word where the female is undermined. So when one undermines a person, what is that? I could say, you would call it immature.
Well, my ex didn't like him at all. Like, he...
I'm sorry, is or is not? I didn't get that clearly.
No, I said my ex didn't like him at all. My ex.
Got it. You know, to me, it just really feels... narrow. That's the best word I can come up with right now. Maybe a brick will land on me and I can come up with the right choice word. But I will definitely say narrow. Look, for you to go there, I just think this is the type of person I would expect you to give him the world, bow down to his mercy.
Yeah, that's kind of probably why I didn't get with him.
Yeah. And that is a form of control. You know, you need to put me as the center of your stage. You know, I need to have control of your emotional life. I need to have control of your operating system.
Well, I mean, you know. Answer me this. Am I right that there was a time where he was going to ask me? Because there was one day where he was going to ask me to come over. He broke up with somebody, and I felt like he was going to ask me to come over, and I didn't go. I was, like, off with some friends, and I didn't go. And I feel like that was the day that he was going to try to... ask
You know something? The reason why I'm a little bit reserved on that.
And I missed the boat, if that makes any sense. Like, I just didn't.
Got it. You know something, Kayla? I think it takes a lot more than just one event to miss a boat, to be honest with you. Why should today be the day that matters? You know, out of all the, it's like when I get a call from one of these girls, I'm going out tonight. Am I going to meet the love of my life? Well, is tonight the only night that's only available for you to meet your night of your, I mean, seriously, think about it.
Yeah. So, no, but I just feel like that was the time where he was, like, going to tell me that, and I didn't show up. So because I didn't show up, he was like, okay, well,
fuck. That sounds like a proposal. That sounds like a proposal. No. Mm-mm. I don't think he missed that. I'm not going to deny.
But I agree with you. I think there might be a misogyny there. Like, I agree with you.
Yes.
About it. Like,
and I also want to add another element there. Ego is just as rampant. Well, if she's not chasing after me, considering I'm a real man, I mean, it's this type. I mean, I don't, is that misogynistic? I mean, I call it ego.
No,
I mean, maybe
I think he thinks of himself as a real man, and I think he thinks of Eric as like a gay boy, like a girly boy.
He may see himself as God's, like, gift to women, and they should be kissing his shoe.
I think he looks down on Eric because he's bi. Like, I think
he looks down at everybody. He even looks down at women. And you know, sometimes people need to look down so that they can look up. That's a weak person. I just think that, you know, with him, you really didn't miss out on anything there. I think, honestly...
Wow, okay.
His relationship with women is very problematic. And you know where I think that comes from? The relationship with Mommy Dearest.
Well, he cut his mom off.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks I should cut my mom off, but I can't. I mean, I know she's toxic, but she's my mom, and so I know that I need to. I know I need to deal with her in a different way, but for
I need
whatever
to chime
reason,
in on that.
But I can't be like him. I can't just be like she doesn't exist. I can't do
right.
that. Like he literally does not talk to his mom. Like, his mom doesn't exist for him anymore.
Okay, I need to chime in on that. Actually,
I'm not able to do that.
Okay,
he told me I could do that, I can't.
Kayla, we all, listen, this is a very rich topic that, you
know.
I know I'm saying on the phone
probably too long that I should, but this is a good conversation.
I equate it to fine-tuning the knob on a radio car, you know, to get the right reception for the music to play well without the muffling sounds. And I have to say this. Firstly, if you feel comfortable keeping your mother in your life, that is your right, okay?
I honestly don't know if it's good for me, though.
Well, that's a different area, but I want to just say this. But please understand, having her in your life does not mean she becomes your bestie. It does not mean that you have to speak to her every day or once a week or for 2 hours. It just means you do not need to be nice to the lady. You only need to be... Please, let me finish. You only need to be civilized.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I say that because I don't want you to take what I'm saying out of context. I'm not saying to be unnice,
really
cold distance.
She was really close to death. I mean, I thought she was going to die this year. And I know you probably can't speak on death, but I mean, I think that was really... I really thought that was going to happen.
The only thing we can do, Kayla, the only thing we can do, we have zero control about when that time comes.
But I didn't want to, like, have a bad thing before that.
Of course. But hear me out on this. The only thing you can do is offer respect and gratitude. You do not have to be buddy-buddy. You do not even have to say the three words to her. Kindness is respect. Kindness is civility. kindness. Are you allowed to have detachment? Absolutely. And you know, there are programs for dealing with difficult parents. It does not mean it's a betrayal. But you do not owe her some type of sitcom daughter Brady Bunch where you are Marcia and she's whatever, Mrs. Brady, okay? You don't have to treat her like Mrs. Brady, nor do you have to become Marcia. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. I mean, no, you don't have to do that false thing. But you definitely can have a level of civility. You want to know something? It's a hell of a lot better than hating her.
Well,
you don't owe her anything.
He literally thought that I should cut her off completely because he and I have that in common where we both have problematic moms, and that's kind
exactly.
of why we...
And you know something? For him, that's what worked. Just like, listen, for some people, being a vegan works. That's not going to work for a carnivore. And can they find common ground? Okay, well, Mr. or Ms. Vegan, if that's what works for you, hey, that's yours. You know, that wouldn't work for me, and that's mine. Okay, we don't have to agree with each other. You know, we're entitled to our differences, right? We're all individuals. If that's what works for him, you know, that's what works for him. But I will tell you something.
Well, for example, like my friend Katie, like she thinks I should cut my mom off too, and she knew me in childhood, so she knows how my mom was to me back then. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like they're both telling me to do this, and I mean,
I'm
are there
tell
motives?
You otherwise? And you know what that is?
I mean, are their motives good? I mean, are they, I don't know.
You know, the reason why I can't say it is because that's what worked for them. I mean, if I told you, do not have sugar anymore, because that's my diet, sugar-free diet, that may not work for you. Do you follow what I mean?
I actually think you're right. I think I shouldn't have sugar anymore.
What it boils down to is what works for one may not work for another. But I will tell you this. That's something that is so deep and so rich, it has to come from your soul. And the way to get there is through program. I saw a beautiful YouTube video. It was Oprah's podcast on
estranged
children from parents. And it's a topic
that is
hardly covered, children that estrange themselves. It was really good. And you want
to
know something? No one says you have to do that. And you don't have
to.
But it doesn't mean you allow the...
It might be healthier for me, though. That's why I'm asking you. Like, it might be.
But at the same time, Kayla, you can find the middle ground, and meaning, you know, you limit your contact, you put some boundaries, and if it means you only speak X amount of time, you know, maybe half of that time is either by text or email or whatever, hardly, very rarely in person. When you do in person, it's only for X amount of minutes. You could put all the boundaries in the world that you keep to yourself. You know, I got to keep it rolling. Okay, cool. Maybe a text once every X amount, and that's it. You know, you put boundaries. And you can do that. I know someone that was like, you know, I'm only sending Father's Day cards, birthdays, and Christmases. That's it. No phone. That's what worked for him. It's whatever works
well,
for you.
I mean, let me ask this, okay, and just be honest with me. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's my fault that she's the way she is now. Like,
no,
I feel like because
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. And you want to know something, Kayla? This is why I covered your mom earlier, and I mentioned there's a lot of abuse here. I also want to add this, and this goes very deep. Remember earlier I said she carries the energy of an SA, sexual abuse survivor?
Yeah.
Individuals who carry that energy can resort to addiction, and they resort to a lot of unhealthy behaviors. And what I'm concerned about is if she has those matters unresolved, how are they what is she doing when these topics hit her emotionally? You know, you are the child. She is the parent. You didn't make her anything. This is where program is crucial. And I'll tell you why. It really lifts the burden and the weight off of a person's shoulder. You don't owe her anything. But I will say, from one human being to another, civility. And you know what? Just like one can have compassion for Mr. or Mrs. Jones down the block, who they probably see once every couple of months, just in passing, one can have compassion for those strangers, a humanitarian compassion. And you can have that compassion for a family member that's difficult. But you don't owe her Marcia Brady. And I think the best place one can be is have compassion. Compassion does not mean rescuing or caretaking. But it does mean that you are at peace with the circumstances. Because if you are operating out of guilt...
Yeah, I definitely am.
I know. That right there is something to be aware of.
Because I feel like I didn't become what she wanted.
I got news for you, and she didn't succumb to what she could have been as a mother, right? It works both ways. Could there have been walls that she may have put up? Think about it. That may have felt unsafe for you, and in turn, to protect yourself, you held back?
Well, I mean, I was with her in the hospital. Yeah. And I thought that was going to be it. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like that was going to be it. And it wasn't. And
Kayla, there's only so much you can do. There really is. Where I'm going with this is you can't do her homework. You can only do yours. She's got her fair share. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I will say this. Finding the ground that works for you. And if that means you don't do the no contact, you know, cutting the parent out of your life.
I just don't think that I'm capable of doing that. Like,
that's fine. You know, Kayla, it's whatever works for you. You are entitled to listen. You are entitled to use whatever tools work for you. Of course. You know, it may work for one, but it may not work for you, and certain things that work for you may not work for somebody else. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have the right to our choices, and you have the right to stick to your choices. So I'm encouraging, if anything, that you use what's working for you. But one thing I definitely have to really circle here is that guilt. Guilt is laced with shame. And
if a
person,
I have a lot of that.
Yeah, and if a person has been shamed, looking at that and working on that issue will help heal the guilt. Kayla, you do not owe her anything. The only thing, and I don't even want to call it owe, I'll say it like this. The only one you owe anything to is yourself. You don't owe her anything. You owe it to yourself. Hey, you know what? Maybe I could be civilized to her, because at the end of the day, I'm going to have to live with myself. So you know what? I'm going to have a civilized interaction, but I'm not going to go into my personal life. I'm not going to be here with her for an entire afternoon because, hey, I feel drained afterwards. Whatever. You have the right to cherry pick what you want. And I have to encourage your autonomy and independence on this, because at the end of the day, if you feel unfulfilled by this, you do not need to sit there and take abuse. That's why I'm saying, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? I know this sounds weird.
No,
but like breaking up with my ex, the hard part was like breaking up with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, like, they met my mom and she was visibly, like, not okay. And I just wonder, like, do they think of me differently now? Like, do they, like, look down?
No, I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. And I can understand you asking the question about the family. I want to touch upon that, because if we didn't have what resembles an ideal family and what we saw resembled an ideal family that we wish we would have had, I could see where that comes up for you. I do. But no, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because to me, I think that they also understand that he has his own, let's just say, challenges and limits. And I think that there may be some family members that knows about addiction matters. And relationship skills. I think it's a mixture. So my short out-the-gate answer on that is no. Now, of course, I can't clump every family member as one unifying figure, because everybody's got a different personality, a different opinion, a different psychology, etc. But for the most part, the majority, the consensus is no. Is that clear? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. I did my job right. Okay, good. That's what I want to make sure we have, you know, again, clarity. But you don't owe her anything. And Kayla, I got to tell you something. This is where program makes the world of a difference. And I will also add another component to program. Very empowering for love life. Because who do we get our relationship skills from? Our parents. And if they didn't have it, how do we get to learn them? See where I'm going with that? Because the impact... go ahead.
Oh, well. I mean, tell me if this is true. Like, I just feel like I shouldn't be with anybody for a while, because I just...
I don't want to work on yourself?
I just don't know that I trust myself to make a good decision.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you shared that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But staying alone, I mean, you don't want to lose your opportunity and your momentum either. But what I will say is that program will help an individual see what they need to learn. Because when we hear it from another person, wow, it's very empowering. And I'll tell you, you could do it on Zoom. You could do phone meetings. You could do women-only meetings. You could do a meeting in New Zealand. You can call yourself Martha or any other stage name you want. You don't even have to turn a camera on. You could treat it like a podcast, just listening. But I will tell you something. Something will spark deep into your soul that you will feel like you're at home.
But it seems like you were no question that breaking up with Eric was the right thing. Like, I just feel like there's, like, you have no, like, every time I've talked to you, you just never...
No doubt. Yeah.
You have, like, no doubt about it.
Yep. No. I mean, you know, when I give an answer, I give an answer. If I was being cross-examined with an attorney on the ops, they would really detest me, because they're not going to get me to trip. I'm sorry.
But it seems like you really do think that he has, like, a deeper addiction issue. Like,
yeah, I do. And it is concerning, because the reason why it's concerning, well, maybe because there's a chunk of it that's mysterious, another chunk of it that is possibly the growth factor and how it's continuously possibly growing or where it's going to grow to. I also want to add another component, and this is just basic. It is common sense, but yet I'm not looking at it from a common sense perspective because it's energetic. Kayla, listen. When a person partakes in substance, you know they're endangering their body, right? They're endangering their brain because that stuff hits their brain, right? I mean, if a person does something and then they hop in behind the wheel of a car, I mean, they're endangering themselves and others. Do you follow what I mean?
Right, but so I mean, I'm not innocent. I mean, I get it.
But I'm referring to the enlargement of the addiction in the future.
To me, the vibration I'm getting around this, it's mysterious.
It's going to get more serious, is what you're saying.
Escalate, yes. It's going to deepen. And, you know, with the deepening, there is a very strong sense of caution, concern, because there could be a major mogul point, like in the ski slopes. You know, like those cones, those points, I don't know what the heck they call them, mogul points, but what it boils down to, there could be a strong chapter that comes from it. Yeah. I am concerned about that. I really am.
Oh, like that it's going to go somewhere else, is what you're saying.
What do you mean by somewhere else? I heard you, I just want to know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I got concerned because, like, he was doing acid and walking around, and I'm like, you can't do that. Like, I mean,
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think his family knows that he does crazy shit like that? Because I just
think,
sometimes.
They do. Yeah, somebody here does. Yep, they do. And I want to add something about this. And this is where maybe this is where the concern stems from. Go ahead.
I was hoping that they didn't think I encouraged it because, like, I did not want to encourage.
I think I'm not worried about that. And I'll tell you why. Because I think he's had this for a while. I really do. But I will add this. Kayla, I am concerned because, look, they go on substance A. Substance A no longer gives them the fix that they want. They now go to substance B. It may be more hardcore. That gets them going for a while. Ah, it's become more expensive. Okay, let's go to substance C. Ah, okay, it's cheaper. And boy, we're really talking about something that's really catastrophic. Or then they go to, do you follow what I mean? They just keep changing substances around. It's like cigarette smokers. They may change brands. They may change the different delivery systems. That's the thing about addiction. They change things around as if one is better than the other. Or one makes them less of an addict than the other. Do you follow what I mean? Oh, I'm no longer drinking whiskey or tea.